Earlier this week, Martin Fletcher wrote these words: "Having just spent 6 days in Syria, largely cut off from the news, I am surprised at the discrepancy between the complex situation and the rather simplistic picture being presented to the outside world." Martin Fletcher is an associate editor of the Times of London. He recently made his way into Syria, posing as a tourist. In the city of Homs, he was briefly detained by Syrian security forces. He's back in London and joins us now. Welcome to the program once again.
Good afternoon.
First, in the city of Homs, which we hear a good deal about, can you describe what you saw?
Yes, it was an extremely tense city. It was flooded with security personnel, some in uniform, some in plain clothes, all armed. In the more troublesome districts, there were tanks, groups of four tanks at every junction. And on the very northern edge, I counted at least 100 tanks standing by the highway, parked, waiting for any eventuality. I talked to a few people, you know, the few people who were in outside and not afraid to talk to me. They told me things like, "This is war." They went boom, boom, tat, tat, which is Syrian way of expressing bombs and gunfire. And they told me, well, on no accounts to go out of my hotel after 7 o'clock at night. It was far too dangerous.
Tell us about your detention and what you saw inside the security force headquarters.
Okay, I was stopped at a checkpoint. They looked at my passport. They saw that I had been in both Egypt and Libya earlier in the year, which didn't really fit with my claim to be a tourist. They took me to a windowless basement of a fairly anonymous apartment block near the railway station. The first thing I saw when I went in was a long corridor. At the end of the corridor was a large mound of belts and shoelaces, and beyond that was a heavy steel door. When they opened the door, I could see inside. I got a glimpse of dozens of young men sitting huddled on the floor. And I was held for about 6 hours. During that time, at regular intervals, they brought more men in. And quite clearly, they were rounding up young men of fighting age from the streets of the city in an effort to crush the protests.
Now, we've heard accounts of the Syrians going door to door, combing the population, looking for young men. That's been one of the things that's been reported out of the country. I'd like you to elaborate. What is it that, having been there, you find is at odds with the picture people are getting in the news accounts of what's happening in Syria?
Firstly, I think that I was surprised at how much support President Assad himself still has. People hate the people around him for their corruption, for their brutality, and so on. Some Syrians still buy into the idea that he is a reformer who may be constrained by his coterie. Some like the way he stands up to the United States and Israel. A lot of people have a great fear that if President Assad goes, that Syria will descend into the sort of sectarian conflicts that Syrians have seen in Iraq to their east, in Lebanon to their west.
People commonly invoke in the days of Bashar al-Assad's father and the famous crushing of the Muslim Brotherhood in Hama, wondering if this may lead to a similar result. Do you suspect it might, or is there just not that degree of either of opposition or of conviction on the part of Bashar al-Assad to crush it?
Well, I think he will crush it. I didn't really come away with a sense that the military was close to losing control. I mean, I don't think an atrocity on the scale of the shelling of Hama is going to be necessary. But the other thing I should say is this. I think it may prove to be a Pyrrhic victory. I think the economic cost of this is enormous. Syria is now fairly firmly back on the list of pariah nations. I think in 6 months to a year's time, the Syrian economy is going to be in real trouble. There'll be soaring inflation, even higher unemployment, especially among young people, than there is at the moment. At that point, it's quite possible that the middle classes, who have largely sat out this revolution, Assad could be facing a new, reinvigorated, and much broader protest movement than he is at the moment.
I'd just like you to share a bit of foreign correspondent tradecraft with us here.
Yeah.
When you go into Syria as a tourist, You put some work into becoming a convincing tourist here.
Yeah, no, it was really hard. I didn't take a laptop. I got a brand new mobile phone that had no messages on it. They went through my mobile phone looking for images, footage. They went through my camera looking for incriminating photographs of soldiers or tanks. And I couldn't find anything. And I think in the end, they just decided they had to let me go. They didn't have anything on me.
Well, Martin Fletcher, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're very welcome.
Martin Fletcher, now associate editor of the Times of London, spoke to us from London. He spent 6 days reporting and observing in Syria.